On behalf of the prayer team, I'm delighted to welcome you all to our second virtual prayer gathering. The Ascension Trust is pleased to host you from across the UK and beyond this evening. We are all here because of our mutual passion for prayer and glorifying our Father to serve Him through all the different street pastor initiatives. We value your prayers. And we look forward to fellowship and worship together this evening as we lift up all who work and who are part of the Ascension Trust and the Street Pastor movement serving our communities. We will begin by spending some time in worship, listening to words of encouragement from Reverend Les and Louise, and we will enjoy some time in prayer together, which Barbara will lead. Dave will speak out a blessing prayer over us all before we close in thanks. Let us pray before I hand you over to Louise. Heavenly Father, we welcome your presence with us all this evening. Father, we ask that you have your hand upon us all as we listen and pray together. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your voice as we pray to glorify you. Amen.
Thank you, Dawn, for that welcome and introduction. A welcome from myself as well. At this time, I just want to encourage us to worship God together. I think that's a good starting place, to worship God together at this time. As we have walked through the last month, as we walk through the last month of this year, no doubt we all have mixed feelings about what's been happening. I was going to earlier on ask which tier everybody is in, but I just felt I'm not going to. But we've had a difficult year, and I'm sure we've all got mixed feelings about the year and about even coming to the end of this year. And you know, the words of this song resonate so much with me. And you're probably aware of it. It says, through many dangers, toils and snares, we have already come. But His grace, it's His grace that has brought us safe this far. And we give God thanks for that. There's a reading in Psalm 61, verse 1, and it says this, in you, my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed, because you are my helper. I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. And that's why we worship, not necessarily because we are unscathed by the dangers, toils and snares, or maybe someone close to us has been touched by this. But we worship because of God's abiding presence. We worship because His right hand upholds us. We worship because His peace pushes back turmoil and mental ill health and all of those things. The fullness of the impact of those things are held back by God's almighty hand, by being under the shadow of His wings. His promises prevail, even in a pandemic. His covering is what we have. As we listen to the song that's going to be played now, I want us to just praise and adore the one who is our shelter, who leads us, who leads and covers His own people. And at the end of the song, there'll be some music, and it will be after the music, we're going to just have a very short time of silence just to savour God's presence and to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The song is called Holy Overshadowing. Just enjoy and just rest and focus on the Lord in this time of worship together.
No shadow of the darkness pressing in. Only the holy overshadowing underneath your wings, overshadowing. No refuge will I seek but God alone. No hiding place save only at your throne. Only the cross, the blood to wash my sin. Only the holy overshadowing underneath your wings, overshadowing.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's so beautiful just to hear those wonderful words of being led by the Lord, by the winds. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Lord shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Those are reassuring words, and I want to just share some words as we gather tonight for prayer. And I suppose when I was thinking about this evening, I was thinking about the word intentionality. Intentionality. And I was thinking about the fact that when we pray, there is always a purpose. There is always something that we have in view, a desire, a purpose that we want to see God's intervention. We want to see God work. We want God to use us or to help us as we seek to bring him honor and glory. And I want to just read the prayers in Luke chapter 11. And if you remember, the disciples of Jesus were very much, they were there, observed John the Baptist's disciples, and they observed that John was very intentional in terms of teaching them to pray, how to pray. And they came to Jesus, Lord, we've seen John and his disciples, and we know that he's taught them to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Now, we do know that we could pray and we could, as James talks about, we pray, but we ask amiss. We do know that. We do know that, you know, you could just pray anything. But I want to just share with us tonight a few words as we focus tonight on prayer. And let me just say this. I've been excited about the level of prayer that we've had since March of this year. I've been excited to see and know that hundreds of people have gathered over these months just to pray. And so I want us to focus a bit on Luke 11. Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, that's Luke 11 verse 1, when he sees that one of his disciples says to him, Lord, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say. And I want us to, and I know that we've known this prayer, but I just want us to read it and to listen to it in this context. Our Father in heaven. And so Jesus is reminding them that the Father, and when you think of the Father, you've got to think of the Father who the Bible says that the universe, the galaxies, the Milky Way is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. And so he says, the God who fills the universe, the God who is in glory in heaven, hallowed be your name. You know that every priest, as he used to write, as he was writing the law, he used to break it. Every time he mentioned the word Yahweh, he would break the pen, would not use that again. It wasn't possible. Because they recognize the majesty, the power, the sovereignty of the God of the Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. And so Jesus says, when you're praying to a God who fills the universe. You're praying to a God who is holy, whose name is hallowed, is holy, is reverent. And you're praying, your kingdom come. Those are very intentional prayers. It wasn't, Lord, help us to have a slice of bread with some Marmite on it. It was significant. It was strategic. It was deliberate prayers. It was prayers that were purposeful. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Very intentional. Just as you're king in the heavens, in the universe, so be king here. Just as you're holy there, so be holy right here amongst us. But also, your will be done. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I want us to recognize that God still in the 21st century has a plan, has a purpose. He has a will for all of us. And as we recognize that will, the more we begin to pray and to push in intentionally. And then he says, give us this day, day by day, our daily bread, provision. And Louise mentioned all sort of things are happening. I am glad that there's no dispute in heaven over sovereignty. Jesus is still king. And he's still able to supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. So we need to be encouraged about that. And forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And that's key. It's important that we recognize that we are the church and we are people who are known as the ecclesia, the called out ones. We have known grace, unmerited favor. We've known forgiveness. We've known the love of God in our lives. So we are people who forgive people who trespass against us. That's powerful. That's beautiful. One of the noticeable characteristics of the first century Christians is that they were with Jesus. They actually copied Jesus. They were long-suffering. They were men and women who were full of grace and of peace. And people recognized that. People recognized that these were men and women who copied. This teaching was this distinctively Christian. It was distinctively Christ. It came from Nazareth. It came from Judea. And they knew it was this Jesus. And it's important that people understand there's something gracious about Christians today in terms of forgiveness. And do not lead us into temptation. The power and the ability to help us to navigate the complexities, the challenges of life. But deliver us from the evil one. God delivers us from all the plans of the enemy and from all those who willfully, deliberately want to hurt us. Now, it's interesting because as we pray, we need to recognize that God has called us as his church, the ecclesia. And I tell people all the time, I love the church. I love the church. And I'm not talking about denomination now. I'm talking about the body of Christ. And, you know, we're so different. And I'm so glad that we're not all the same. I'm so glad that we're all different. You know, some of us, we start church at 10 o'clock and by 10:30 we finish. Some of us, you know, by 11 o'clock we're finished. Some of us, we start at 10 and 2 o'clock we're still going. Some of us, as one lady said to me many years ago, she said, Les, in my tradition, we don't like surprises. The beauty of the church is that we're all so different. And I love it. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's great. As we go to church and as we worship God in our tradition, the unifying thing that makes us quite unified is Christ. And what Christ has done in our lives and to us. But not only that, we, the church, bring glory to Jesus. That's us, you and I. We bring glory to Jesus as we recognize that Jesus has a purpose for his church. That's why he taught them to pray. That's why he responded in the way he responded and the prayer that he has given to us, that we may recognize that the God of the universe, the God of the heavens, the God whose kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting, has a purpose for his church. And that purpose for the church is to bring glory and honor to the head of the church. And that is Jesus. The ultimate purpose of the church is to bring glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet there is something else. The church has two purposes. One, to bring glory and honor to Jesus, but the church also has a purpose, and as it recognizes purpose, it has a mission. It has a mission. The church has a mission. And that mission is expressed in different ministries as we see in the church. I love church history. And as I read church history and I see the last century, particularly last century, you see the church doing all sort of things. You think of the city missions. You think of, you know, people down the Mile May Hospital in the city in the West End of London going back some time. You think of some great work the church has done in terms of mission. You think of Salvation Army on William Booth. You think of the Methodists. You think of Lord Shaftesbury and all those guys. The way the church over the centuries has expressed its mission in various different ways. I'm so glad about that. And I'm glad that in the 21st century, God is still using the church to do some fantastic things. I was in the House of Parliament, House of Commons, with some friends from CAP, Christians Against Poverty. And we were talking. I was so excited that, you know, here's the church again on a mission to help people out of their debt. One lady one evening said this. She said, "I was always in debt," she says. "For years I've been in debt until I met these people, until I met the church. And the church helped me through." She said, "I discovered I had debt that I didn't know I had." But the church, on a mission to help people out of their debt, helped her through. She said, "I'm so pleased with myself because last month I was able to give £1 to the church as an offering." This is the first time she was able to give away something. That's the church. When we think of food bank and how that's working and ministering and many others, when you think of what we are doing as street pastors, it's powerful. We get letters and emails all the time from people. "The street pastors have helped me." Just a few, last month we had a message through that a man met the street pastors and they said this, the man met them, he saw the kindness and he saw the love and he walked over to them and he confessed that he had killed someone in Manchester. He confessed that he wanted to give himself up for them to call the police for him. He said, "Just let me phone my mom because I want to tell her what's happening so that I could just go with the police." That's powerful. The mission of the church is to be effective, is to be dynamic. It does this by serving people, caring, listening, and helping. We need to recognize that God has called us, but he's also called us to pray intentionally that we could fulfill the mission of God. I was on the street one night and someone said to me, "You are an effing good geezer." I thought, wow, nobody's ever told me that before. And he said he loved the church, he said. And he said, the church is effing great. I thought, wow. But he was speaking. He wasn't being abusive or anything. He was just so excited. Okay, he was a bit sharp with his French. However, he was excited because he recognized that the church was doing something that says to him that the kingdom of God is here. I want us to pray. And as we pray, obviously COVID has impacted people in all sort of ways, in our initiatives, in all sort of ways. But as we pray intentionally that our management, that our coordinators, that our street and school and college pastors and our real pastors, as we pray that God will infuse them and give them a vision and that God will work, they will fulfill. Whether in the big cities or the towns or the coastal areas or the villages, they will fulfill. We will fulfill the ultimate purpose of the church, to bring glory and honor to Jesus and to execute that by sharing the gospel. Jesus is the gospel. We are salt and light. And I want us to encourage us tonight. Let's keep praying, because all things are possible to them that believe. And as we pray, God from heaven hears our prayers. And the Bible says he grants the good desires of our hearts. The Lord bless you all as we continue to pray. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us a passion for you, Jesus. We appreciate that you love us. We appreciate that you died for us on the cross. As we're in a period of Advent, we appreciate that you came, God in Christ, into this world because of your great love. Stir our hearts. Let the fire of your Holy Spirit burn, and may we be the church who pray and pray and pray that your kingdom will come, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thank you, Les. As we go on to pray now, let's remember that just as Les was saying to us, we are praying, expressing the vision that he has given us, the purpose to exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we pray, we know our mission is to share all that we have in him. So let me just introduce this time. We're going to take about just some time now to pray together in groups. We have three little sections of about 8 minutes each. George, Dawn's husband, who's kindly doing looking after the hosting for us tonight, will put us into random groups of three or four. So I'm sure you'll enjoy meeting people from all over the country. We'll have some prayer points on the screen very shortly. Yes, thank you, George. To help us in our prayers. I'm afraid we can't keep the screen up during the breakout groups. So feel free to either take a screenshot of the prayer points on your mobile or just make some notes to remind you as I run through the points each time before we go into groups. As I said, there'll be three sections of 8 minutes each. George will bring us back together at the right time, and there'll be three or four people in each breakout room. I suggest that you briefly introduce yourselves and that you start by praying short prayers so that each person is sure of having a turn. Okay, let's start with thanksgiving. Always a good place to start. Let's give thanks that in all the work we're involved in all of our different areas, that God is our leader and he is a good leader. He gives us vision. He speaks to us and leads us. He promises to provide all that we need. His resources are unlimited, and he wants us to believe him for all we need. even if it's slow coming at times. Let's thank him for his unfailing care for us. And I just want to declare this evening, as we come to pray, the steadfast love of the Lord never fails. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. So we also want to thank God for the teams that are able to be active in these days, despite lockdowns and other circumstances. And we want to be thankful for the great variety of gifted and compassionate volunteers that we have across the network. We are very blessed in Street Pastors and Ascension Trust. Also for the many opportunities that we have to connect with people in our community and shine the light of Christ upon them. We have a lot to be thankful for. So let's break up into groups. George, thank you. Let's move on now to pray for our different areas. We want to pray for coordinators and trustees in particular who give leadership to each project. Let's pray that they will be filled with vision, that they will work well together, that their relationships and communication will be delivered from egos and human agendas, which too easily creep in. There are some projects in need of a new coordinator, like Manchester and Gravesham and Newbury. So let's ask God to raise up the right person for every area that needs a coordinator. And let's ask God also for good support for coordinators. It makes such a difference to a coordinator if they know that they've got people praying for them. And that means a lot. Also, if people come along and say, you know, I could do that for you, and people willing to pick up jobs for coordinators. Let's also pray for coordinators in particular, but also trustees as well, for real flexibility and creativity in these challenging times, that we'll be willing and able to respond and to serve our communities in new ways. Okay, let's go into our groups again. Thank you, George. In this final section now, we're going to pray for new recruits so that we will have ongoing impact in our communities right across the country. Most of our teams, maybe all of our teams, have lost members over the last year for different reasons, and we need to be continually looking for new volunteers. Recruiting is one of the most challenging ongoing tasks for street pastor teams. If we don't recruit, our numbers inevitably dwindle. It depends on having good connections with the local churches and both taking and making opportunities to talk to different groups about our work. Sometimes it takes people to hear about street pastors a few times before they're ready to respond. So when we speak, we don't always see the results of our efforts or realize how God is quietly working in hearts. We do want to thank God that he is the provider of all that we need, that he is able to raise up new volunteers. He knows exactly the right people for our teams. So let us, I will just declare, our God will provide for our needs right across the UK, right across the nations where there are street pastors and prayer pastors and other kinds of pastors. God will provide for our needs. So let's ask God for strategy and energy for teams to recruit effectively, that the job of recruiting won't just be left to coordinators. Let's ask for spirit opportunities and good connections with church leaders and significant people in churches. And let's pray too for hearts to be drawn to us in school pastors, rail pastors, prayer pastors and street pastors. And please feel free in this last session to also pray for any local needs that are on your hearts for your own area. Thank you.
I'm going to pray a prayer of blessing now over all our projects that we represent tonight. So receive this prayer. Heavenly Father, we accept the mantle of authority that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, delegates to his disciples. And in Jesus' name, we speak to every person who is part of the network of Ascension Trust and Street Pastors. We say to you, we bless you, each one, in the name of the Lord. We bless each one in your relationship with the Lord, that you would know his love, grace, mercy, and abundant life. In Jesus' name, we bless every network of wholesome and supportive relationship that you have with others. We bless every household and every relationship within your households. Let there be peace and love and understanding flowing among you. We bless your physical and mental health in these days, that you may be well, strong, and protected. In Jesus' name, we resist every virus, sickness, and disease, every fear and anxiety which seeks to invade you. We say, be well, be strong, be healthy, be full of faith. If you're sick right now, we bless you in Jesus' name with a speedy recovery. We bless your finances, that you may have plenty to replace scarcity. We bless you to have enough to live and enough to give, enough to accomplish unhindered everything that God is giving you to do. We bless the work of your hands, that whatever you turn your hand to, which is led of God, may prosper. We bless the work of which every Ascension Trust initiative you are engaged in. We bless you in the name of the Lord, that the Holy Spirit and the Word of God may flow out from you in life and power. May the overspill of the blessings of the kingdom of God fall upon all with whom you come into contact, leading them to a knowledge of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, 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 oh. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh.
Father, we thank you. We thank you that you're the God that we love and worship. And we thank you that it's in you we live and move and have our being. And so, God, as Dave has prayed and as we have just sung with those folks in the doxology, we pray that you would bless us, bless our families, bless our teams, bless our local congregations, bless our neighbors, bless our community, bless our cities, bless this, our nations. Lord, we pray for Northern Ireland. We pray for Wales. We pray for Scotland. And we pray for England. Won't you bless, oh God? We reach out to this United Kingdom and we ask your blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Wonderful. We're going to end shortly. I feel really thrilled by that song of praise to God and our time of prayer together. But just before we end, two more things. I just want to, first of all, mention to you about a book that has recently been launched, recently produced by Luke Randall and Sue Shaw, called Stories from the Street. An excellent read, all a compilation of stories sent in from different street pastor areas about things that have happened on the street. Really exciting, really lovely God stories. So if you're thinking about what to buy for somebody for Christmas, an excellent read. It's the sort of book that you don't have to start from the beginning and read to the end. You can dip into it. So it's a really good, easy read, but very, very informative also to get people understanding what Street Passers is about. If you'd like a copy of it, you can go to www.storiesfromthestreets.org to get hold of a copy of it. So it was written by two street passers in Kingston, and it's now available at that web address. I'll put the web address in the chat so that if you'd like to get a copy of it, you can do. A good read, good Christmas gift. Okay, bless you. Dave.
Yeah, thank you very much, folks, for joining us tonight. It's really been so encouraging in our prayer groups, and the whole event has just been such a blessing. I just really want to thank you for joining us. Can I just mention the Ascension Trust website? If you go to that website, there's a prayer page. If you look at that prayer page, you'll see a recording of the last prayer event we did. And also this one that we've done tonight will also be going up on there. But also there's links there to answers to prayer and just encouraging things that are happening as a prayer team. And you can also link in as well to that. So I just encourage you to have a look at that. Our next prayer gathering is going to be next year. It's going to be on Saturday, the 13th of March, 9:30 a.m. So it's a Saturday morning one, 9:30 a.m. So if you put that date in your diary, we will send out a link and a reminder nearer the time. But if you can just let people know about it, let your teams know, your coordinators, your trustees, etc., that would be really good. So thank you very much for joining us tonight. It's been great to see you all, and God bless you.